Blog Talk Radio.
Sexual healing, tell me how you feeling. Whoops, I love, how you coming through the ceiling? Look so good, plus your body be appealing. About to take you down, you can charge me for stealing. Mama, so hot, I'm a firefighter. Instead of put it out, I'd rather ignite it. Got me going crazy, on my liar light. Truth is what you make it, you make it, I desire. Switching up for this, got me on a mission. You good luck, I believe in superstition. Got that good, can't fight the addiction. She a bad habit, I ain't trying to kick it. Rolling in the sheets, on her like a beat. Like me, a lady who for me will be a freak. Sex game, girl, only rule is to please. Yeah, I like to give now, what you got for me?
Love scene, not a love scene. Sipping on a light harvest with a beauty queen. I'm a photo op, no Photoshop. These women love my hair, they say I got crop. Chilling on the illest swag a nigga ever been on. Swapping like a motherfucker, looking like a million. XA, I got that shit that make them go crazy. Current don't say nothing, but oh baby. Still be out in the streets like I'm a free man. And you still coming up short, we man. I'm about to switch up the squad with the Reed man. Pull up with an 18 and no minivan. Pop a bottle, fam. Got them eating up game like $100,000. Playing sex games, time where everybody win. I see a couple more contestants. Let them in. Come on, let them in.
About not just matters of the heart topics, but breaking news topics. There's been so much going on in arts and entertainment and politics, especially. I mean, my goodness, you know, last Wednesday I had scheduled to talk about when one and one's partner have political views that are different. And we'll continue on talking about that topic today. The guest for today's schedule is Belinda Bostic. I must admit, I did not make my follow-up call yesterday. I like to make follow-up calls and with guests the day before or like or an hour before broadcast. And yesterday was an exciting day for me. At first, early in the morning, I thought I seen a snake in the backyard. And it turned out to be a frog, which the Comcast cable guy helped me discover. But he did also tell me that a good remedy to rid snakes out of one's yard, because I know snakes do exist in the yard, because I've seen a couple of about a month ago. But this, I've seen a head poking out of a hole. And I had just, like, put my dog Cinnamon in that section of the yard. And I'd been watching that hole, wondering what type of hole it was. So apparently it was a toad hole, but I saw the head of that toad, and that toad just had a very long tongue, and I'm thinking, oh my God, that's one of those snakes, because it was brown and black, and usually toads are like faded black and tan. And remember, I'm a tomboy. I'm straight now, but I'm a tomboy. I have the prissy side, which some of you have never really seen, but the tomboy side of me. I love being outdoors and doing outdoor stuff. But, you know, snakes are not, I'm not a fan of snakes. I'm cool with frogs and toads and others other animals like possums. We have possums in our area, too. Possums, animals like those I can do without, and any critters that bite, like mosquitoes and all that. But hurrying up, I was very excited. I had a couple calls to make. I was able to make one business call regarding the reality show talks that I've been in. And I figured, well, I can call Belinda. The cable guy probably won't be here long, and he was here half a day, but he had to get his job done. And that's good when you know that. So shout out to Comcast, shout out to T-Mobile, whom I love so much. Good companies, good American companies, Comcast and T-Mobile. And he has been half a day, I mean, from like right before 2 to nearly 6 o'clock here, or nearly, I think we're at 5. But then I had to be on the phone with kind of executives from 5 to 6. And so I did not get an opportunity to make my follow-up call, to do run-throughs with Belinda. And I dozed off, and I woke up around 8, and I checked her Facebook page, and she's having a big party tonight. Well, a happy hour type event this evening, and that I had mentioned to you all last week. So I was checking out what she had on Facebook, and I was going to call her back, and I dozed off. But this morning when I'm getting ready for the show, she text messaged me, and so I left a message with her. So I'm hoping Belinda calls in around 6 to discuss with us all new things going on with Slumber Party, because they have a whole lot of new products. Some products will be obsolete or will not be on the market anymore, like some of us. Some of us are on the market and some of us are not on the market. And I know, I'm kind of funny at times, huh? And it's nothing like a sense of humor. And so, you know, I'm just an honest person, so I just want to let you all know what was happening, what had gone on. We had not done our follow-ups and so on. And I've been promoting a show since last Wednesday night, and you that follow the show know this, but she said that she had not been able to see other promotions on top of that. So we're talking about Murphy's Law. So communications is very, very important. You know, time management and communication is very, very, very important. But a big shout out to Comcast. Thank you so much. Everyone has been so kind on Twitter, online, the tech guy, all the kind of executives that I speak with. Still, internet still not quite right. They need to do something with the modem. Another tech guy will be coming back out to make sure that the internet is functioning properly. But voice service and our cable is just right. I'm glad to have some of my favorite cable channels back. And, you know, me being in talks of, you know, I can't talk about it much, but being in talks, confidential talks with New Show Studios regarding a reality show, one of my reality show ideas. I definitely need to catch up on what's going on in reality TV, other than just online and all that good stuff. You know, they actually watch some of my favorite shows and catch up on some of the new shows and all that. But let's go on and talk, and you guys feel free to call in. We will, preferably Belinda will call us around 6. But it's been a lot of news going on. Big shout out to the president regarding talking about the pollution, the importance of pollution. And I think that's just amazing, because I was on Twitter and then the tweets were just coming out from like Mark Knoller regarding the president's stance when it comes to air pollution and how it's all of our responsibility and how important it is to not be misinformed. So I think that is great. You know, voting act news been going on, same-sex marriage news been going on. It's been so much going on. So those of you that are really, I mean, we're talking matters of the heart, but breaking news stories are happening. So you want to talk about what's happening, hot topics, feel free to call in. And I'm going to the chat room in a minute. Really, in like a minute. I was about to say a couple of seconds, but I always say I'll call you back in a couple of seconds. But, you know, a couple of seconds is over like that quick, right? I know. But, again, happy Hump Day Wednesday. Happy Sexy Wednesday. Those of you, you know, it's all about getting your sexy on, right? I know. So, thank you.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down. And feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moon. in your eyes, kiss your lips and hold you tight, like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
I'm just a dark moon, should disappear in the darkness.
Bye. Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Wow. That's exactly what the president has been talking about also. We definitely have to dedicate a future show strictly to the importance of all of us breathing clean air and how detrimental pollution is to our health. I had a discussion with a couple of nurses back in late September in the fall when I attended a breast cancer Think Pink awareness event at the Baptist Hospital. Baptist Hospital is a clinic that I, or my doctor's house, that or the women's clinic. But we were talking about the a couple of nurses and I were talking about the importance of breathing fresh air and how pollution is very, it really affects our health, all of our health.
My name is Janice Nolan. I am Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Wow, very important information. I'm sure there are some new, with the President's big announcement and stance regarding pollution, I'm sure all the American Lung Association have new PSAs coming out too, so I'm definitely going to hurry up and start getting those new PSAs on air, because, you know, they probably have already produced a few new ones. Wow. It's amazing. Hey, Prince Purple Peeps. You know, this is a special announcement, too, for the Purple Peeps community. If you haven't already, create a profile so you can follow Third Eye Girls' profile at Livestream, because they're always doing impromptu performances and posting and letting the Purple Peeps community know when they're rehearsing and all that good stuff. So go ahead and if you're already on live stream, start following Third Eye Girl as Prince and his band, his all female band, and be sure to sign up for notifications for when they're performing. And also stay in the know with Dr. Funkenberry, because, you know, he's one cat in the media, especially the internet media, and John Brim, you know, Prince's longtime friend and journalist based in Minneapolis with the Minneapolis Star Tribune, right? Those are two cats in the media that Prince keeps informed, and Dr. Funkenberry keeps us all informed regarding not only news regarding Prince and Minneapolis Sound and the Purple Peeps community, I know, but other favorite celebrities and artists and performers also out there. I need to get Dr. Funkenberry is always talking, providing us with good news. I need to invite him on the show. I hope he says yes. I invited James Franco on, and I invited Shamar Moore on, both to talk about their Indiegogo project. You know, I have an Indiegogo campaign going on also, so I need to be working on that my Indiegogo project also. But a big shout out to my friend Dean, which would like you guys to check out, follow him, network with him. I can just say follow him, network with him on Twitter. Dean Filmmaker, and Dean will keep you on the know of not only the film projects that and webisodes that he is investing in, but also others that he effectively network with also. So again, thank you for your support and tuning in. And I guess we'll go ahead and talk about the topic that we didn't get a chance to talk about last week, when couple differ regarding their political views. You know, the previous Wednesday talked about when couples interreligiously and interracially marry. But what about when you have different or various political views? And, you know, we see those relationships work, and then we also see those relationships not work. And we see some people say, well, as soon as they find out that you have different political views, say, oh, but no, I know this. Really, I do. I know this. And say, oh, but no, we, you know, I'm a Democrat and you're a Republican. No way. I don't care how much I like you, you know. But then, but we do see those relationships work, or we see, again, don't work. And there's a way to make them happen, you know. Really, a relationship with a solid, good foundation pretty much can survive any type of differences. That's what's so good and unique about relationships, that, you know, what we have in common and what we are different about. It's all about entering into and remaining civil-minded, right, and having an open mind. You know, people have their different reasons for having different views, and it's that's good. Who wants someone to be a cookie cutter? It's very important to share the same interests, but then also, I think it's very intriguing and a turn on to have different views. I mean, how many of you agree with me on that? You know, it's good to have a different view. You learn a lot. It's good to have the same view, but it's good to. You know, we might have the same view, and sometimes we might have different opinions about why we have the same view, because we have our different reasons for what makes us tick when it comes to not only politics but socioeconomic topics also and issues, right? So we'll continue on and talk about that. Hopefully, Belinda will call us at 6. And also, you know, last Wednesday we were also going to talk about tips on providing a good hand job. And where did I get that topic from, that idea from, to talk about that? You know, it is important for those of us who, especially those of us that maybe don't want to go all the way, you know, and that's any age. You know, you could be a virgin or abstaining from sex, practicing celibacy, or just in your sexual practices, want to be sure to do the perfect hand job. The hand job is sometimes the foreplay or part of the sex act. And so I was glancing through, I had my books like boxed up and stored up, because you all know I'm still in my transition of going back and forth from Dallas to Jackson or wherever my feet land. I'm just playing Dallas. So I was looking through one of Hilda Hutchinson's books. You all know the well-known sex doctor. I was looking through, and she's often on Michael Bayson's show nowadays. But I was like going through her book, Pleasure, A Woman's Guide to Getting the Sex You Won't Need and Deserve. And so I'm like, wow, that would be a very good job, because it's like some people aren't good or need guidance to learn how to do the perfect BJ. Also, the perfect hand job is important to know, too. So I was just, on my end, I would share information from her book. And when I had told Belinda the other week that that was one of the subject matters, she was excited to talk about that, too. So I know some parties have products that can really assist in providing the perfect hand job. But I would share information from the book by Dr. Hilda Hutchinson, and she's a sex columnist and author of many books, and one of her bestseller books, What Your Mother Never Told You About Sex. But I will be referencing to Pleasure, A Woman's Guide to Getting the Sex You Won't Need and Deserve. Okay? But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. And I'm not in the chat room yet. I know I said I would be, but I'm headed there right now. Here's Prince. Staring at each other down, Oh, yeah, Prince, Do Me Baby. But my friends with Small Business Administration, Rosetta Harris, would like you all to know that today, SBI announced this a couple of days ago, SBA and W20 Group present social media webinar on getting started with mobile location-based marketing for small business. I attended a webinar a few weeks ago, and it was amazing, presented by the Small Business Administration. And the press release reads that the U.S. Small Business Administration and the W20 Group, a cluster of digital communication companies, represent getting started with mobile and location-based marketing. The final topic in the five-topic social media webinar series, the webinar will help small business owners learn how to engage social media savvy customers on the go through mobile marketing. Buying online display and search ads can be expensive for small business owners, and we know this, don't we? So narrowing the parameters of where and how to display ads can save money. Exactly, effective advertising and marketing. Mobile marketing can be an effective marketing tool for small businesses and a good way to stay engaged with customers. Small business owners can use mobile search capabilities to identify and target customers and present them with ads not only based on their demographic data, but their zip codes and street addresses. According to research, U.S. mobile spending, including ads on phones, rose 69% in 2012 to $6.7 billion and is expected to reach $10.46 billion this year. Even Google has changed its main ad selling platform to accommodate mobile and ad campaigns. Despite the rapid growth in mobile marketing industry, research shows that lack of strategy and associated resources continue to be a hindrance to businesses. This webinar will help small business owners effectively navigate mobile marketing to create successful ad campaigns. So today is today. Today is June the 26th, right? The Getting Started with Mobile and Location-Based Marketing social media webinar for small businesses will be scheduled for today. I'm glad to remember this because not enough hours in the day. Will be held June 26th at 1 p.m. That's today, Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time. So my time will be Central Standard Time at 12. And you can go to webinar also. So I can read out the information to you, but if you go to webinar. But the information is attendee.gotowebinar.com/register/534-0871-486-0203-96288. That's the link. The webinar will cover the mobile landscape, why is mobile important to your small business and customers, where mobile fits in a marketing plan, how you should approach planning for mobile, and mobile apps versus mobile web, types of mobile tools and tactics, location-based services, mobile payment. What are the five things you can do to engage in mobile right now? So that will be discussed, and the webinar can only accommodate 1,000 participants. So be sure to link to it. And also, you'll be able to check it out 2 weeks after today at sba.gov/social-media also, if you're not able to attend today. Here's Dread Days. Thank you. by dread days I pass through. Mama's in Love, Arlen Norris, love it, love it, love it, my favorite songs. Oh, man, when I still on air at 90.1 FM Community Radio Station here in Jackson, Mississippi, with shout out to Mr. Charles Evers. And, oh, my goodness, also, still sending love and condolences to all the loved ones and family and friends and supporters of the late, great Bobby Blue Bland. You guys really love blues and really, and especially Bobby Blue Bland is one of your favorite. Or you want to know more about Bobby Blue Bland, been the amazing blues great that he was, and the music lives on. On Saturday morning, Rob J and Sinatra doing their blues their music show on WKXI. They're going to pay tribute to Bobby Blue Bland. And those of you that so that's a fun show to listen to, but those of you that really want to hear some Bobby Blue Bland, they're honoring Bobby Blue Bland on Saturday morning, doing their broadcast from 6 to 10 Central Standard Time at WKXI.com, okay? That is Kixie, 107.5 here in Jackson, Mississippi. So they're going to do it because, you know, that's an amazing show anyway. And they like playing Bobby Blue Bland and B.B. King and old and new and modern and contemporary blues. And you need to record that show because I know it's going to be an amazing show recognizing the life and music of the great late, why I can't believe it, Bobby Blue Bland. Here's Marvin Smith, To Be Loved, and I have more news from the SBA also, and we're going to move on to talk about when lovers and spouses and significant others and partners differ regarding their political views, and also tips on giving the perfect hand job. And but that SBA news is really important, and I wanted to share some NAF news with you also from the National Association of Female Executives. Here's Maurice Mills.
Yeah.
be sure to add him to your friends list. Mars Mills Experience. His Facebook status earlier, and he's getting good news. A lot of my Facebook friends are like in the works, have just received good news, or either getting good news. So that's good. That's good. You know, we experience enough tough times and bad things, and those of us that are, you know, we experience our ups and downs. So that's why it's important for us to be so supportive of one another. My dear friend Rosetta Harris, Lynda specialist at sba.gov/Mississippi MS here, she wants me to let you all know that the SBA increases the size for 70 industries straight from Washington. The U.S. Small Business Administration issued 4 final rules in the Federal Register. Increase in size. Excuse me for the interruption. Increase in size for 70 industries. And so straight from Washington, D.C., the increase in size standards for firms in 4 North American industry classification systems, also known as NAICS, sectors and 1 subsector: agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. Sector 11, finance and insurance. Sector 52, management of companies and enterprises. Sector 55, arts, entertainment, and recreation. Yay! Sector 71, and support services for mining. Size standards define the maximum size a firm can be and still be considered a small business. That's why this is important news. The revised standards reflect changes in marketplace conditions and public comments that SBA received to the proposed rules. The new size standards will enable more businesses in these sectors to obtain or retain small business status. Will give federal agencies a larger pool of small businesses from which to choose for their procurement programs, and will make more small businesses eligible for SBA's loan programs. SBA increased size standards for business in 11 industries in the agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting sector. More than 7,800 additional firms will qualify as small under these new standards and become eligible for SBA's loan and federal procurement programs. SBA also increased size standards for 36 industries for firms in the finance and insurance sector, and 2 industries in the management of companies and insurance sector. SBA changed the basis for measuring size from assets to annual revenues for the international trade financing industry and deleted the real estate investment trust from its table of size standards. More than 7,400 additional businesses will qualify as small under the new size standards and become eligible for SBA's loan and federal procurement programs. Size standards for 17 industries were also increased for firms in the arts, entertainment, and recreation sector. More than 1,450 additional firms will qualify as small under these new size standards and become eligible for SBA's loan and federal procurement programs. SBA also increased size standards for 3 of the 4 industries for firms in the support activities for mining subsector within the mining, quarrying, and oil and gas extraction sector, Sector 21. Subsector 213 is the only subsector with Sector 21, which has revenues-based size standards. The remaining industries within Sector 21 have employee-based size standards, which SBA will review in the near future. More than 475 additional firms will qualify as small under the new size standards and become eligible for SBA's loan and federal procurement programs. The 4 final rules will be effectively July 22nd. To review the rules and public comments, go to regulations. This is what you really want to know, so you can read it yourself. Go to regulations.gov Each sector has a separate RIN number. Agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting, RIN 3245-AG43. Finance and insurance and management of companies and enterprises, RIN 3245-AG45. Arts and entertainment. Arts, entertainment, and recreation. That's RIN. A lot of listeners in all categories are listening. RIN 3245-AG36. Support activities for mining. RIN 3245-AG44. The SBA is reviewing all size standards and takes into account the structural characteristics of individual industries, including average firm size, the degree of competition, and the federal government contracting trends. This ensures, and this is important because this is federal, so this is all about the international, trading. This ensures that small business size definitions reflect current economic conditions in these industries. Under the Small Business Jobs Act of 2010, SBA continued its comprehensive review of all size standards for the next several years. The SBA issued a white paper entitled Size Standards Methodology, which explains how SBA establishes, reviews, and modifies its receipts-based and employee-based small business size standards. This paper is available online at sba.gov/size. Also available on this site is the latest about SBA's revisions to small business size standards. For details, click on the article which says what's new. What's new with the standards. Just wanted to make sure of that. So that's some good info, so you guys be sure to check it out. And also best wishes and safe travels to the President of the United States. Also, as he leaves for Africa, well, the whole family, right? But safe travels and, do your thing, like always. But again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll continue on. But I know Rosetta wanted me to get that information out to you guys regarding the webinar this afternoon, and also the changes being made regarding certain industries and size of companies.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Big shout out to those of you that are quitting cold turkey, or, you got to work at it. And that's another topic we need to talk about also, because I see a lot of people are quitting smoking in various ways. I don't know much about them, but I know I hear and I see the commercials regarding e-cigarettes and all that good stuff. So whatever way you choose to quit and choose to quit, then I support you and shout out to you. Now, last week I mentioned to you that a new friend of mine that I had met at the Business Journal Expo, where I met Rosetta back in March. I had met another friend during one of the seminars where she and her sister doing one of the seminars one of the seminars that my longtime friend Gay Saxon of Eagle Ridge was presenting. And Gay and I, we go way back to when she was the human resource director at MacRae's 20 years ago and hired me after I had had my stint with merry-go-round and had recently graduated from Hines Community College and had experienced childbirth, my son was born and died, and that's where I had began working and worked for Mac Ray for a couple of years before going back to merry-go-round also. But just giving a little history of how I know certain people. But I met a friend during one of the seminar training workshops by the name of Alexandra Butler. And Alexandra Butler, she wants me to let you guys know about a big deal that's happening in Ridgeland, Mississippi. And that is going to happen on July the 17th. And I am super excited. I cannot wait. You guys know how much I love Hilton. You know, big shout out to Doubletree and Hilton, where I spent a few nights back at New Year's Eve week in Dallas. But Home Suites by Hilton, Home 2 Suites by Hilton, located, will be grand opening July 17th, located at 526 Evergreen Street, Ridgeland, Mississippi, 39157. Right across from Renaissance shopping area, Renaissance at Colony Park. And this is amazing news. Let me just share you some news. There's no place like Home 2. Conveniently located in the I-55 interchange, just minutes from Jackson Downtown and Ridgeland Town Center. The Home 2 Suites by Hilton, Ridgeland, Mississippi, is a home away from home for budget-conscious business and leisure travelers. We are only 20 minutes from Jackson International Airport. Our comfortable original hotel is close to the Renaissance Shopping Center, numerous restaurants, and it's the perfect base to access the Mississippi Coliseum, water sports at Ross Barnett Reservoir, and the Jackson Convention Complex. The convention complex will be the place where our new mayor-elect Chokwe Lumumba will be inaugurated on Monday. Festivities began on Friday, beginning at Smith Park in downtown Jackson. Businesses such as Ergon, IBM, and Nissan are a short drive away from us. Whether you are here for business or a relaxing getaway, Home 2 Suites by Hilton and Richard is perfectly suited to your needs. We've designed every room in our all-suite hotel to be flexible. Our standard studio suite is one large room that contains living, cooking, and sleeping areas. Our one-bedroom suite is a little larger with a wall that separates the bedroom from the kitchen and living areas. My sister has also told me that she remembered being some home to suite in Dallas also, but this is new to Mississippi. This is the first one opening in Mississippi. I think there would be one opening in Pearl also, if I'm not mistaken. Alexandra had told us this back in March, but definitely the one in March in Ridgeland is open on July 17th. At Homeless Suites by Hilton Ridgeland, you can customize your suite by taking advantage of its moving parts. Create your own space at the extended stay hotel in Ridgeland, Mississippi. And I just love the images of the rooms in the hotel. I have not visited the hotel yet, and I can't wait to check it out. Oh my God, I'm super excited. Hotel facts: located again at the I-55 interchange, 92 beautiful guest rooms, studio and one bedroom suite featuring a living room and fully equipped kitchen, accessible suites available, and a lot of pet lovers are tuned in. Definitely pet friendly hotel. 24-hour on site market, Home 2 Market, 20 minutes from Jackson International Airport, and 5 miles from fishing and water sports at Ross Barnett Reservoir. And I was happy to hear last week that Ross Barnett Reservoir will continue working on a project that's been long gone regarding Harborwalk, Mississippi. Visit their website at Harborwalk, Mississippi, of really doing some things with the Ross Barnett Reservoir. I haven't been to the reservoir in ages, but that's one of my favorite places here in the metropolitan area. Love the Ross Barnett Reservoir. And again, she added on her email to me, she mentioned something that's not mentioned in the press release. There are barbecue grills to be used free of charge on site, a mineral swimming pool. They have a printer-on service which allows guests to securely print their documents from any device free of charge. And then also, not to mention the H Honors. I'm a member of H Honors, and if you're not a member, you need to become a member. H Honors promotion that they will be offering in August, starting in August. That's my birthday month, August 11th. It will allow H Honors members to get double points for every night they stay. So I'm letting you guys know, you know, many of you are planning to come to Jackson, to Jackson area. It will allow, okay, again, I've told you where they're located. They're going to start taking reservations. She's already taking reservations. They'll be open in July again, grand opening July 17th, but already taking reservations.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Okay, there was a technical difficulty where I was cut offline. I have listened to shows where hosts are and co-hosts are cut offline, and I was cut offline. So I think I was able to provide you with the information regarding that. What was not included in the press release is that there are barbecue grills to be used free of charge at there. And a printer-on service allows guests to securely print their documents from any device free of charge. And not to mention that there will be an H Honors promotion that will be offered in August. It will allow H Honors members to get double points for every night that they stay. Alexandra Butler, Director of Sales, she's already taken reservations. The grand opening again is July 17th, and there's a flyer that you guys will be seeing that I will be, you know, pumping up the grand opening for my new friend Alexandra Butler, Director of Sales at Homes to Suites by Hilton. There's a flyer that you guys will be seeing circulated across my social media pages, and also Alexandra Butler will be coming on to talk about the grand opening also of Homes to Suites by Hilton, which will be located at 526 Evergreen Street, Ridgeland, Mississippi 39157. You can contact her at 601-898-2222, and you can fax her at 769-233-8389. Tell her Beth sent you, okay, from Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So it's all about effectively networking, and I definitely want you all to be in the know of what's going on and cool places to stay when you do come and visit the beautiful capital city of Jackson and surrounding areas such as Ridgeland and Pearl and Clinton and Madison and all that good thing. Many of you probably be coming to see Mayor-elect Chokwe Lumumba get inaugurated on July 1st. But again, thank you for tuning in. The show is not over. I know it still looks like we're going to be going maybe a little overtime, like always. Again, also, I want to thank Ebony Empress and S. Dot Files for calling in on Monday. I was planning on profiling Kara and Great Scott. And again, I invited the owner when I met him in person during the putting on the dog event a few weeks ago, a Kara event on Monday. So you never know if I follow up with him instead of just profiling, maybe get him as a guest on the show to talk about Great Scott and what's a lot of good things is happening with Great Scott. So we'll go ahead and do that profile. Most definitely at the beginning of the show on Monday, we'll profile Great Scott and Kara. because I know you guys don't want me just to run through a profile. You want to really get the information and hear what you need to hear. But be sure to check out Home This Week by Hilton. And, you know, if you're coming to the area and you know, after July 17th, on 17th or after, definitely go ahead and try to book your reservations because Alexandra is taking reservations right now, even though the hotel is not open yet. Definitely taking a reservation. Okay? So let's listen to Six String Woody.
in a dream. I go back just to catch a glimpse of love gone by.
BlogTalkRadio.com. You guys know Tavis Smiley premiered right here on Blog Talk Radio on yesterday. So check out Tavis Smiley Network. I missed it, the live broadcast, but I'm definitely going to check it out also. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Tavis Smiley. But again, had a super time talking with Ebony Empress and S.Dot Files on Monday. It was really an informative discussion and a quite pleasing discussion. Ebony Empress broadcasts on Mondays and Friday mornings. It's late night for us in the States, but it's morning for her. She broadcasts in the UK, and her co-host, Tanika Gash, she is in Florida. But again, a big shout out to she and S.Dot Files, former host of Booty Call, which you guys know I talk about pretty often, and now he has a new show, Black. Oh my goodness, don't make me say it wrong. Oh, here are my notes. I don't want to say it wrong, so my notes are right here in front of me, because you need to look at Black Love Experience. And X.Dot Files, you can he's very consistent also, S.Dot Files. Check him out on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, I guess you pretty much Google S.Dot Files. But he is a former show named Booty Call, but now it's the Black Love Experience. And also Ebony broadcasts on Tuesdays and Thursdays also. Also on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the afternoon here in the States. So be sure to check her out. She has some pretty interesting topics that she said she will be discussing this week. So looking forward to it. So we're going to go ahead and talk about the tips for giving a perfect hand job. Kind of awkward talking about it alone, but it's only a minute, and I'm taking it from the Dr. Hilda Hutchinson's MD book, A Woman's Guide to Getting the Sex You Want and Need and Deserve. And also, I will update you guys regarding Belinda Bostic's event for tonight, and also visit her website, Summer Parties by Belinda Bostic. I'm hoping next Wednesday we can do a panel discussion. You know, maybe like Belinda and Ebony Empress, or, you know, et cetera. Men and women discussing, you know, love today. Love and romance today, singles and married couples, and those looking, those not looking, those that, you know, hey, maybe I just get caught, Cupid's arrow might hit me or might miss me, you know, whatever, because there are some of us that want Cupid's arrow to hit us, and there are some of us that, hey, ducking whenever they feel that Cupid's arrow is coming in their direction. So I think it would be good for us to have a panel discussion. Just, you know, about certain topics in general. For those of you that want to come in and chat and, chat room or call in and also join a discussion and talk about whatever is on your mind regarding matters of the heart, topics, love, dating, sex, romance, you know, all of that good stuff. I think that would be good to have an open panel discussion regarding love and romance. And I'll go ahead and schedule that show for next Wednesday morning in the a.m.
Would make a mini brother mighty proud. I gotta say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy tricks and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't leave it alone. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to. Would make a mini brother mighty proud. I gotta say it loud. Got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the